section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
More pie than Mrs. Entenmann.
Who? Why is it that I always feel stupid. I don't ever know what you're talking about.
Jason's telling jokes that only he knows the reference to.
Right. Exactly. All right.
That's what I'd like to drink.
All right, ready?
Hit it! Coming to you live from Gayville, South Dakota, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, RIP Robin Williams, IBWIP News Bulletin, Blake's love of Shark Week, Fact or Crap Shark Week Edition, and how to turn wine back into water. With your co-hosts, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, and me, oh yeah, me, Jason, and now your host, Blake Clayton.
Me, Jason.
Me, so Jason.
Me, Jason, long time.
Nah. You should have gave yourself a better nickname for the show.
That's Blake's job.
I didn't spend much time on that.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode 149 of A Burns and FIE. I'm your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton. And welcome to another episode. We have, again, me, Jason.
Me, Jason.
Me, so Jason.
You, Jason.
We call him Locks of Love.
I'll take it.
Because he gives locks of love.
Mm.
Are you going to do that when in about six more months when it's down to your butt?
Well, what I always say is that I think a lot of people do locks of love for cancer victims and that sort of thing, where I'm going to be doing it for myself. Because while I have a nice bloodline history of people with thick hair in the family, you never know what's going to happen. So someday I'm going to have a wig of my own hair sitting in my house to go to when that time comes.
Nice.
Various wig. By then you could have various wigs, depending on your mood.
And alongside me as well, back again, it's almost as if having fame is like a staple now. Mm. We only have famous people our guest co-host, and Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon is back.
Yeah, people have started calling me that now in public. They're like, did you see that?
Do you sign all your 8x10s that you
sell?
That's right.
HH. HHB. well, we have a great show for you. Jason went through the lineup a little bit, just to give you a little tidbit.
I just want people to taste it.
Just taste it.
It's in the air.
Nibble on it. You can probably listen to us live here on IBWIP.com, and you can join the chat room. Just click on the chat room tab at the top of the page, and enjoy. Sit back. Grab a Limerita.
Yeah.
I had
one of those.
Or some blue vodka.
Lady drink.
Lady drink, and join us for a good-hearted time. And to start off a great time, we should talk about somebody who's dead.
Ah, yes. Up tempo right away.
Yep. Brett Conlon.
Brett Conlon is dead, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like a Weekend at Bernie things right now. They've just like, they're keeping like my nervous system alive, so it'll just,
yep.
I'll just keep saying like cliche things that I've said in the past.
Well, Brett Conlon, I heard that there was a major death in the world of fame that you just found out about.
I did not know that this person died until about a week after he died. And actually, I had posted something on Facebook, and somebody said, well, at least you're not talking about him. And I was like, why would I be talking about him? I don't think he's relevant anymore. And then 4 days later, I was like, oh, he's dead. What a dick I am.
The great, talented Robin Williams has passed away. Jason?
Yeah.
What did you think of when you first heard the news that he had passed away by his own hands?
I was like, oh, darn it. Not him.
Did you say it that sincerely?
I was looking in the mirror, as I often do when I'm at home by myself, and I got a text message. And I was like, well, I kept one eye on myself in the mirror and the other eye on the text message. And then I was like, oh, nuts.
Who'd you get a text message from?
Barry.
Why don't you keep saying Brett Conlon died.
Brett Conlon.
If I die tonight,
oh god,
it will be because Blake Clayton has said it 30 times throughout the show.
Brett was in hell with Robin Williams, and he sent me a text like, check out who just got here. He sent
Look who I'm stuck down here with. He's my new apartment roommate.
He sent me a selfie with him and Dead R.
He won't stop talking.
Oh, you want to have a roommate? Don't be my roommate.
When I was sad, he would just get out the clown nose and put it on and,
and make it all
tell me corny jokes.
I'm making it all better for you, bro. Well, okay, so to me, there's two Robin Williams. There's comedian, stand-up comedian Robin Williams, and I guess Mork from Mork and Minnie Robin Williams. But then there's like serious actor Robin Williams. And so there's two different things. And as a stand-up comedian, I never enjoyed him as like a stand-up comedian. He was always just too fast. It was just like a big cocaine rant, you know. Mm. And it really didn't make any sense, and you really couldn't stay with what was going on. But I think people laughed just because they kind of felt dumb if they didn't laugh.
Those who were laughing were high on cocaine.
Right.
It was a different time.
And I've heard many stories, and this is I've heard this for a long time, not just, you know, when he passed away, but that he was a big, huge joke thief. Like, he would steal jokes from comedians, and, like, there would actually be, like, comedians that when he would come into a club, this is way back, but they would actually, like, just go off stage. They wouldn't even finish their set because they were so worried about him stealing jokes.
You had told me that earlier, and I do not remember hearing that at all. And I got to say that doesn't really affect the way I feel about him. I remember like watching Popeye when he was like in the mid-80s when he did that.
Yeah.
And like just like Hook and just all the great movies that he did, Jumanji, all the kids movies, and even the serious movies he did.
Oh, yeah.
Like One Hour Photo, that was Insomnia.
I was just about to say the One Hour Photo was an awesome movie.
He was an incredible talent. He really was. It is a shame, but a lot of those comedians, even today the comedians, they have a dark streak in them. They have addiction issues. They got a lot of problems. That's partially why they're on stage, you know, telling strangers their innermost secrets.
Sure.
Versus, you know, having a conversation, intimate conversation with a loved one or something.
And I think the most successful comedians, or not necessarily successful, but the best comedians are always have some kind of dark, you know, underbelly.
Like your Lenny Bruce's, your Richard Pryor's. These guys had really big problems that they vetted on stage. So, I mean, it's no surprise to me.
Right. Brett, when you found out the news a week later,
how was the effects?
It kind of all made sense because, you know, I don't... I'm not the kind of person that, like, you know, I'll get on Facebook or Twitter or whatever and, like, read everything, but I started seeing all this stuff popping up, like, oh, like, one person was like, I bet you everybody in the world is watching Jumanji today, and I'm like, why would they do that?
The world doesn't make sense to Brett Conlon anymore.
I was just like, what's happening? But yeah, then I ended up seeing it on TV or something at work, and I was like, oh.
Well,
like, now it all makes sense to me.
We don't watch the news here at the house. We just don't watch it because it's always bad news, you know?
Yep.
But it was so crazy because, like, I'm checking Twitter, blah, blah, blah. And, like, an hour later, like, I check it again, and it's just Robin Williams' face all over, and everybody's, rest in peace to the greatest, the legend. And I'm just like, if this many people liked him as much as they're saying now, he wouldn't have been flat broke when he killed himself.
How many of those people actually liked him, though, and how many people were just like,
wanted to be on Facebook?
Yeah, they're like, oh, everybody else is sad because he's dead, so I don't want to be that one dickhead who's like, fuck Robin Williams. I hate that guy.
R.I.P. Robin Williams is trending on Twitter. I need to tweet that.
You got
to
jump on that dead bandwagon.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad. I know a lot of people that suffer from depression, and I had a really good friend who committed suicide, and so that I'm not making, you know, jokes about. I that's a serious thing. I don't know. Comedian wise, not really impressed. Actor wise, I would give a kudos. I would give a three toilets up to him.
Three toilets up. I mean, he really came to in the late 70s and the early 80s as far as being a comedian goes, and that was you can just look back a few decades and comedy changes so much that what people consider funny. And back then, people loved it, and it was a coke fueled rants that he went on, and a lot of times it was improv. Like, he would just go. Like, someone wound him up, and they held him back, and they opened the curtain, and they just kicked him right in the ass, and boom.
Right.
He went out to the crowd. He was messing with people's hair. He was sitting in people's laps. He was just a mile a minute. And back then, I guess that was more of what was funny. Now,
everybody was, like you said, everybody was coked up.
So they were all high on coke, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I totally get this guy.
I hope he's got some coke.
Yeah. I bet you he's got some.
It is a loss, I think. I think it's a loss. He was a very talented guy. I don't think he had too many relevant things in the past 5 years or so. I mean, he had, a sitcom he was working on.
Yeah, he got canceled.
That was my whole comment. That's what, before I knew he was dead, I was like, why would I be talking about him?
Right. He was an ad executive owner or something?
It was him and Sarah Michelle Gellar. I think it was called The Crazy Ones.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something about an ad agency.
It wasn't good.
Did he do a movie like right? Did he finish it? I thought I saw somewhere he finished a movie right before he died.
At least he's in the next Night at the Museum movie. They made the third installment. And I think he was in the first one.
Because he was Roosevelt. Yeah, he was Teddy Roosevelt.
And he is in this one, the one that's coming out soon.
So
that may be his last one. I don't know.
We should probably get that movie and then like the eighth Need for Speed movie, and we can.
I would love to do movie reviews for both of those if you let me.
We know how you do movie reviews.
Thank you.
We're gonna go ahead and move along.
Yeah, let's do some.
We don't want to be a Debbie Downer the whole show.
Let's get some good news, Brett Conlon.
I've got some great news for you.
Hit it.
And by great news, I mean MMA fighter beats up his girlfriend on the run from the police.
Nice.
If that does not make your heart just glow,
hold on. Say it again.
MMA fighter beats up girlfriend on run from police.
Is this a sanctioned match that they're in?
It's a new. I don't know if it was like police department versus MMA fighter. Or
no, I mean, but between him and his girlfriend, were they both MMA fighters and they were in the ring? Been.
Let me read on and we'll see.
Fair enough.
Police continue their manhunt for a mixed martial artist competitor they say beat his girlfriend severely, putting her in the hospital. Jonathan.
She deserved it, probably.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. I mean, if she had two black eyes, he probably already told her twice.
Right, exactly.
Jonathan.
Joke stealing, huh?
Copenhaver. Robin Williams told me that one 5 years ago. Also known as War Machine. That was his nickname. Ooh. So, I mean, like, you roll the dice dating a guy named War Machine.
Right.
Is accused of beating Christy Mack at a home near Eastern and Desert Inn. She is in the hospital with a ruptured liver, missing teeth, and at least 20 broken bones.
Jesus.
That is a lot.
What did she do?
He's a good MMA fighter.
Yeah. And that was probably like 5 seconds of fighting.
Right.
What did she do to deserve all this?
The doorbell rang and he just jumped up out of the seat and just started pounding on her.
Copenhaver, I hope I'm saying his name right, has a, because he's the War Machine. I don't want him to show up and beat the shit out of me.
You know what?
It's Copenhaver!
Let me be the first to say this. This guy's a real jerk.
He is. He's a real jerk / War Machine.
Brett Conlon at ReverbNation.
Mail my fan club. It says that he has a history of violence in the justice system. So this obviously is not a surprise.
Imagine that.
Court documents show he severely injured a man outside a nightclub and was accused of strangulation and domestic battery of a former girlfriend. On the run, he is tweeting to his fans. One post said, Mac is his property and always will be.
The girl that he beat up is his property?
Watch the road.
Christy Mac.
Watch the road.
I want to know if he's hashtagging.
Like, yeah. Hashtagging out
War Machine on the run.
I think if he has the proper paperwork to say that he does own her, then free and clear.
Technically. And it doesn't say in there what her profession was, but do you guys know what her profession was?
Human punching bag?
Do you know what she did as a side job?
Obviously not man pleaser.
I don't know. What does she do?
Ironically, she is a man pleaser. She's in porn. She's in porn. Yeah, so she's not going to be making any movies, I think.
That sucks. He's tweeting his fans.
I don't know. They could use that. They can make a good movie.
Yeah.
You know? Doctor comes in, seduces girl. And
how many
20 broken bones.
Yeah. 20 broken bones. I like how they said missing teeth. Like, they didn't say like knocked out teeth or missing. Like, they don't know where they're at. She could have swallowed them. They're checking her poop.
Yeah, they're fingering through her stool.
There's a reward for each tooth.
Look what we got here.
So, I don't know. It doesn't really talk about why he did it in that story.
No.
But
I remember.
Does there need to be a why? Should there ever be a why to hit a woman?
Wasn't there a story one time when I was here that like some guy was blaring the Eagles and his girlfriend beat the shit out of him?
Oh, that was there was one episode like
maybe that's why.
Yeah, his girlfriend he said he didn't like the Eagles or something. I hope she gets better. I hope she gets better, and I hope
she finds her missing teeth.
What's
because
his name? What's his name?
Jonathan Copenhaver, aka War Machine.
War Machine.
War Machine.
Yeah. War Machine. Let me look into the camera right now. Don't hit a woman. Never hit a woman. You can kick the shit out of one, but don't ever hit one.
And thank you for tweeting about it,
too. Right.
Yeah, I would follow him on Twitter. I might actually get on Twitter for this.
Right. Like, I want to know what he's doing. Now, can't they, like, locate him?
Yeah, he probably has, like, a GPS tag.
Hashtag Georgia. Yeah. And the mayor's like, the governor's like, I'm going to find him just like I did Rick Conlon. Yeah. All right. Well, give us some better news. So far, we've got a mediocre comedian die and a porn star got the shit beat out of her.
This is genuinely heartwarming. Okay.
All right.
I would not lie about this because I never lie.
Ice Bucket Challenge leads to 1,000% spike in donations to ALS Association.
1,000%.
That's a huge spike.
That's big.
That's 10 times 100%.
That's about the kind of percentage we get when Brett comes on the show because his fans actually pay attention.
I've seen the pie charts that you guys sent over.
Call it the Brett bump.
The Brett bump.
I'll write that one down.
So I'm sure everybody's seen this.
Give it to Robin Williams.
On Facebook. Have either of you guys done it?
I have not done it. I have not been called out, as I like to say.
I'm going
to
call you guys out. Right now. I'm calling you out right now.
But we'll read
I think you should do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Fuck you.
Well, I think...
How do I officially call you out? Do I have to tag you?
Hashtag boxers of Instagram.
Yeah. No, you have to do that or pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just dumb ice, so I don't want to pay anything.
Yeah. Let him go ahead and read a story. And
you have to pay for the ice.
If
you could donate less than what
use
the ice
polar
costs.
Tubes.
Now I don't know.
Dump some polar tubes on you. Oh, okay. Anyway, go ahead and read the story.
The idea is simple. Take it a bucket of ice water, dump it over your head, record it, and post the video on social media. It's cold, it's fun, and it's contagious. But these ice bucket challenges are similar, and similar social media powered stunts are also raising awareness and money for causes such as Lou Gehrig's disease, breast cancer, and a camp for kids who have lost their fathers to war. Not going to be too confused with the war machine.
Maybe.
Lost their fathers to the war machine.
The fundraising phenomenon asks those willing to douse themselves to challenge others to do the same within 24 hours. If they don't, they must make a donation to a certain charity. Each person who participates nominates more friends who nominate more friends, etc., etc.
Isn't this just, all this is doing is causing shock to everyone's nervous system.
Probably a lot of THOs.
How are they getting 1,000% increase in things?
I think it's because nobody wants to be embarrassed publicly on social media. You don't want to be that guy that gets tagged and you're like, I just didn't do it.
So you have to dump the water on your head and tape it and post it?
Yeah.
Or pay.
And then, okay. Or pay. Like if I did it, I would challenge both of you and whomever else.
And you have 24 hours. You guys have
24 hours to dump a bucket of ice on your head.
So otherwise, I can't just go to my bathtub and weep slowly while I dump it on my head. No one's watching.
It has to be public. And I've seen some people jump in, like this winter, I saw some people jump in a pool, do it that way.
I'm still going to weep.
Someone's going to break their spine. Somebody's going to go into cardiac arrest from
shock.
Have we
not learned from the past?
It's just a lot. I just see a lot of wasted ice.
We should
and people who learn if they really wanted to donate, they would just donate to something anyway.
I mean, I don't understand the numbers still. I would think that of all the people, they're dumping the ice on their head. They're not donating any money. Mm-hmm. Instead of making a check out for $10, they're getting a ladder out, getting a bucket, going getting a 10-pound bag of ice that costs $5.
I didn't even think about the ladder.
Then they're getting a cooler out, and then they're dumping it on them. Then they got to go in and change their clothes.
Oh, the clothes. I didn't think about any of this.
So if they were making so much money on donations, you wouldn't see any of these.
Here's the numbers at the end. As people continue to dump ice in their heads, money continues to roll in. The ALS Association National Office reported collecting $5.5 million in donations since July 29th, compared with $32,000 in the same time period last year. Nearly 150,000 new donors have contributed.
I bet how many people are on
Facebook that have probably done the challenge? Probably a lot more than 150,000.
I've seen 110,000 on my feed.
Videos, yeah.
Jesus.
For a while, it was crazy. I was scared to log in because
it's a fad. It'll be gone, and then the disease will consume its host.
Like, if I see my friend hasn't done that video, I'm assuming they've paid some money, which I think, kudos.
Because it's affected everyone by now? Everyone's been called out at this point?
Well, no, because, like I said, the people that are putting this shit on their head are not donating money.
Right.
I think a lot of people are just doing it and...
And donating.
Yeah, it's more of a show for themselves, like, than donating. It's like, oh, look at me, I'm hilarious, I dumped a bunch of ice on my head, but then it's like, oh, I forgot to donate any money.
Got right. my cake and eat it, too.
I was just concerned with how many people liked that video that I posted of myself dumping ice on
narcissism.
My head.
We were just talking about that prior to the show.
Before we hit record. It is, yeah. I mean, that's all social media is, though, right? Just people posting stuff of what they like, and hopefully someone's going to say, oh, I also like that. That's what it is. That's all
it's all about. We just did that right before the show. We posted a video of me hollering and Jason laying on the ground.
Well, in fairness to me, I do like laying on the ground.
It was your natural habitat.
It was. I feel most comfortable.
It was like we videotaped a shark in its natural habitat.
That's right. Thank you. I think. Thank you.
Well, I challenge everyone out there.
Don't do that. Don't challenge.
Not everyone.
just get your
don't
pocket.
Challenge if all you, five people.
If you don't, yeah, if you don't want your ass kicked by the war machine, dump a bottle of scalding hot water on your head. You have 24 hours.
The war machine will find you. We know where he's at.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been tweeting.
Yeah, he's trending.
Don't think he won't find you.
He'll find you.
And then he'll own you.
He'll hunt you down.
That's right.
All right, well, any more news? I mean, we got 1 minute.
1 minute, okay. I'll just read you the headline of this one.
Okay.
McDonald's confronts its junk food image.
And that's it for the news. Thank you very much.
You've been chopped. All right, let's listen to some music. Brett, what we got playing here?
This is I Broke Wahoo's Leg by Sweet G.A. Brown.
Oh, I'm also going to do the hashtag. IBWIP is like your grandmother. No real teeth. Folks, how do you contact the show? Carrier pigeon? Smoke signals? Yodeling? While all these are very modern and perfectly effective fucking ways to contact us, I'm struggling with this one, but I suggest blake@ibwip.com. You can listen to every episode on ibwip.com, listen to iTunes, on Stitcher, and fucking Smart Radio. Stitcher Smart Radio. I don't like these live reads. Anyway, we are also heavily engaged in the sexiest forms of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine. So, sit down with your computer and your smartphone and never leave. We never leave you. Beep. The next. Hold on, I got one more read to go. Hey, folks. What are you doing on September 20th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time? I know what Brett Conlon's doing.
Texting somebody about something. I must be playing somewhere that night.
No, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get the whole show itinerary yet. I don't know what time the helicopter picks me up from my house.
Anyway, the dance of the dead, the 50s horror sock hop is September 20th at 8 p.m. in Lombard, Illinois. Not to be confused with Palestine, where at the Prince's Castle. Tickets are $20, and that includes entry, the bands, and the food. There will also be an on-site makeup artist. For only $10, you too can look like a zombie. If you want to, that's fine.
If you smoke meth, then you already look like one.
Exactly. Or do coke. Get a 4x6 picture to capture this memory of the night. Old Granddad is the featured musician. Also, DJ Johnny D will be spinning tunes for the dance contest, which, Jason, you'll probably win.
Is my mic on? I don't know. Yeah, I'm in it. I'm in it to win it, baby.
There's also a costume contest. And links to the tickets for the show will be in the show notes, as well as links on our Facebook page for all the details. The zombie apocalypse is not quite here, but in the meantime,
it's nigh.
Go to the Dance of the Dead, 1950s horror sock hop, September 20th at 8 p.m. I'm surprised to have any sponsors with the way I cannot do these fucking things.
Born and raised on simple means and a prayer, to worry my lonesome beginning, I wouldn't dare. Said the preacher to his son, tried my very best to purify your blood. Well, you're not your father. Well, 12 years passed, lay heavy on my hands. I tried my very best to purify your blood. I raised you in the West. I taught you how to love. I tried my very best to purify.
Welcome back, friends. That was Raised You in the West by the Sterling Sisters.
Sure is.
It sure was. We heard that song.
I'm working on some stuff here.
Hey, I read some more news on the War Machine.
Ooh, the War Machine. Update.
Two days ago, they found him in Southern California. He made it from Las Vegas to Southern California. And he was quoted as saying, I only wish the...
I hadn't got caught.
He had gone to the house to surprise his girlfriend with a ring and ended up fighting for my life.
Huh. Well, that solves that.
Yeah. So, obviously, he proposed. She said no. And he beat the shit out of her.
No one says no.
And broke 20 of her bones.
Yeah.
No one says no to the War Machine!
And lost some teeth. I'm having ear issues all of a sudden. All right, well, I don't know if you guys know this stuff, but recently, Shark Week. Had Shark Week.
The greatest week of the year.
It is the greatest week. And in this house, the world stops.
Everyone stops for Shark Week.
There's no watching cartoons. There's no watching sports.
Not even Beavis and Butthead?
No. All we do on Shark Week is watch sharks.
What if a celebrity dies?
He actually died pretty close to Shark Week, and I'm wondering if it wasn't a hammerhead shark.
Are there any shark celebrities?
Jaws.
Mega Shark.
Megalodon.
Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus movie.
That whole tornado was full of sharks,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Sharknado.
Sharknado 1 and 2, which Andy Dick was in Sharknado 2.
As well he should be.
Yeah, exactly. No, but we watch it every year. And there's two things I've learned over the last couple of years about Shark Week. One, CGI is Shark Week's best friend. I'd say...
Like the KGB?
No, it's... Like,
oh yeah, you're really bad with like,
acronyms. Yeah.
Someday on the show, we're going to have an acronym quiz and see how I do.
Laminated guide that you can run your fingers down.
CGI. Oh yeah. Computer generated stuff. Yeah. There was one they were talking about the submarine or the torpedo or whatever. It was supposed to be this huge, large, and it was very obvious that it was CGI. It was doctored, you know? And I'm like, Molly, this is not real. She's like, it's gotta be. It's on Shark Week. And I'm like, do you remember last year with the Megalodon?
The Discovery Channel would never lie to me. She puts a lot of faith into Shark Week.
She does. She puts a lot of faith into television. And, you know, Eli is just like, he's not even blinking every night. He's just watching it. And I'm like, oh, maybe we should let him watch this guy get his leg ripped off.
Not even blinking at night because he's not sleeping. He's just thinking about how many sharks are going to get him if he falls asleep.
But then the next day she read that, like, that was, you know, it was bogus and it was just a myth thing. But one night we were watching, and these scientists spent thousands and thousands of dollars on a shark cam.
Thousands don't seem too bad.
It was millions, but... Okay. So it's basically a big tube, kind of like a polar tube.
Now see, thousands of dollars for a tube, that's where I crossed the line.
And it had cameras on the top and the bottom, and then what they did was they did the harpoon or whatever, a sensory thing on the shark's fin, and then this camera thing would follow
it. It's like a GoPro.
Yeah, it was a GoPro.
Except with the harpoon sticking in you.
Yeah, it would follow it.
Extreme sport sharks.
And so we're watching it, and this is like an hour. You know, each thing they're talking about is like an hour, hour and a half, you know, each show. It's not just one long show.
So you're losing a lot of time.
But 5 hours a night we lost it. But all of this, it was shark cam this. I mean, like, I was like, oh my God. So like we would go around the house, we just start going, shark cam. So
did you make like little fake fins for each other to wear? You can come like floating through the room. Like, no, watch out, shark cam coming through.
I did try to take a couple pictures that would make it on the wrap up show every night, and they never did.
If I'm in charge of Shark Week over at Discovery Channel, I'm praying to God that some scientists found something or there's new evidence, because I know 364 days from now starts the new Shark Week, and I've got a bunch of fucking content to fill, and I just got the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, I think as far as sharks go, not much has changed in like the last 300 million years.
You'd be amazed at some of the stuff they try to milk out of it.
The perfect killing machine.
So not only was the shark cam,
like a shark a bit. How many teeth do they have? Like 100. They should make a grill. It's like a platinum shark grill.
That's what they're working on for next year.
Yeah. There's a shark. They had zombie sharks. They had all kinds of sharks. But
zombie sharks, yeah.
Another thing they did, and this was so funny. It's like, it's, you know, every show has like a teaser. You know, like you're going to get ready to go to commercial. You know, we want to keep you on this channel. Don't switch channel. So they're trying to measure these sharks. And so they get this things, and they're like these green laser beams. And they're underwater, and they point them at the sharks. And then when it starts,
they don't have kidney stones anymore.
Exactly. And it measures it until, you know, that's how it's measuring from when it hits the laser till when it ends the laser, right? But it was so funny because, like, when we return, you guessed it, frickin' lasers. Frickin' lasers.
Laser, sure. They said frickin'?
They go, frickin' lasers.
That's right. I had to go through a lot of flack to be able to say that.
Yeah, all right, you guys can say freaking one time this week, and that's it.
Standards and practices, yeah, they don't like freaking.
You got a $400 pair of headphones that don't work very well.
Uh-oh.
So, next year at this time, don't bother us. You know, that's one of the reasons why I didn't get much stuff written this week for the shows.
Did you watch it last year, though?
I watch it every year.
Do you find that there is a lot of different content, or they're just rehashing old shit?
No, they find new stuff to... I mean,
what is new, though?
Do you ever recognize sharks that were...
Oh, like from last year? I saw him last year.
Oh, he looks so much better.
My favorite is when they go down in these cages, you know, and they're like, oh, this sharks, they're getting really aggressive. Maybe because the guy...
Because they see a delicious treat in the cage.
That, and there's a guy standing next to you poking them with a stick when they come too close to the cage. That would get me irritated as well. I would hit my girlfriend. Maybe that's what happened.
And flee the state.
Maybe they were watching Shark
Week. But only one state.
Right, only one state. California's really, really long. It's real, real, real long. Maybe that's what... Maybe she was poking him with a stick and, like...
Yes. Maybe. Yes, that makes sense.
I know there's been times in my life where I've been, you know, passed out drunk on the couch and your girlfriend's poking you with a stick because it's your kid's birthday and...
You're like, I'm going to hit you with a fucking fin. Well, in the spirit of Shark Week...
I think we're still well in the spirit, yeah.
I wanted to play a game called Fact or Crap.
You haven't played it in a little while.
Haven't played it in a while. I think last time we played it, Brett, you were here, I think.
I was.
So we're going to play Fact or Crap. For those of you that do not know, I will ask questions. You need to tell me if it's fact or crap. There's 11 questions, so somebody will win. No halvesies on this one, guys.
I played a win.
Okay.
I played a halvesie.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Jason, here you go. All right. Shark babies are known as kittens. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is crap. They are called pups.
Yeah.
They're called pups. So you get 1 point.
Bam.
Jason?
One for me.
I'll make it up to you, Brett. Don't worry.
What does that mean? It's collusion.
All right. Brett, here is your question. The lemon shark is the only shark species that does not eat meat.
I'm going to say fact.
That is crap.
I thought he just ate lemons.
I know. That's what I was going for. I was trying to dual trickery.
If you ate
a lot of
shark,
underwater lemon trees.
Yeah, that's true.
It almost sounded too ridiculous to be crap. I was like, this has got to be true.
Jason, sharks have a skeleton. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is a fact, sir.
Oh, come on, Jason.
They do not have a single bone in their body.
Oh,
but they
semantics.
have a skeleton made of cartilage that is just as strong.
Whore shit.
That's Shark 101.
That's semantics.
I'm disappointed that you didn't even know that.
All right, Brett, here's your comeback question.
Don't frame it like that. We're on even playing.
Here's one you're guaranteed to get right.
Once pups, baby sharks, are born, they leave their mother instantly. Fact or crap?
I'm going to say fact.
That is correct.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. I paid good money for that. I should use it. They take off instantly in fear that their mother will eat them.
That's good motivation.
Mm-hmm. It's a very real fear.
It's a fear I have every night.
But that your own mother will eat you?
Yes. Have you ever met her? She's mean.
She took a bite out of my ass when she was leaving that last
time. Heyo! Jason, sharks are all warm-blooded, fact or crap?
Crap.
That is crap. Only the great white is warm-blooded.
Really? Is it warm-blooded? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would not have guessed that.
Do you guys feel educated already? Because we've got six more to go.
I do.
I feel educated. I'm going to go home and Google lemon shark.
Sharks can have up to 7 rows of replacement teeth. Fact or crap, Brett?
Fact.
That's correct. They actually have between 40 and 45 teeth.
I knew they had a lot of teeth.
There you go.
Teethers. Jason?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tiger sharks are the first to have... Oh, wait. Okay, let me rephrase. Tiger sharks first to... a baby tiger shark that hatches...
How am I supposed to get this right now?
I know. Baby tiger sharks, the first one that hatches in their mother's womb, eats the other babies until there are only 2 left in the womb. Fact or crap?
Fact.
That is correct.
And then what do the last 2 do? Battle to the death?
No, the first one eats all of them except the last one, which leaves 2.
So you get to choose your own sibling.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Wish I could have chosen my sibling.
How's that toe feeling?
I'm losing it. The toe will be gone soon. Brett, men account for 90% of shark attack victims. Fact or crap?
Crap.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That is a fact. Even though equal amounts of men and women swim in the ocean, men are stupider, obviously. Or
maybe they give off like a certain hormone that,
yeah,
or something that.
Or sharks don't like boobs.
I think men have an extra like appendage that maybe sharks are drawn to.
Oh, maybe they don't. Maybe it's vagina blood. Maybe it's stinky pussy.
We still looking for show names?
Yes. Sharks hate stinky pussy.
There it is. Look for it on iTunes.
I guess if you're looking for something to eat and you smell something like that, you're like, I think the choice here is obvious.
Yeah, I'll carry on.
I'll eat this delicious dick instead of this. I'll eat this dick over that stinky hoo-ha.
All right. Whose turn is it?
My turn.
Jason's turn.
I think it's Jason's turn. I got that one right. So
you didn't get that right. For every 1 human killed by a shark, 2 million sharks are killed by a human. Fact or crap?
Fact.
That is true. So see, why aren't we having Human Week instead of Shark Week?
Human Week is every week.
Because we only have 1 row of teeth.
Hey-o.
That's why
if
you're a redneck shark, you don't even get made fun of because you'd be missing 5 teeth and you still got 400 more.
Right. All right, Brett. This is you need to get this one, buddy.
All right.
Hammerhead sharks can only see in front of them. Fact or crap?
I'm going to say crap.
That is correct.
I thought they had eyes on the side.
They have a visual field of 360 degrees. They can also see above them and below them.
Really?
But are almost blind in the front of their nose.
I get such a headache looking 360 degrees. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, guys. Not everything we say has to be funny. Sometimes I get a headache.
Sometimes I have to tell you real facts about me and
sometimes my mutant. If I had segmented eyes, I would get headaches.
Jason, this is just for bragging rights because you won. Yes. I'll tell you what. If you get this wrong, Brett gets 2 points.
I get a redemption question.
All right.
The tiger shark is the 2nd largest shark in the world.
Crap.
That's correct. They're the 4th largest.
Yes.
You know a lot.
Yeah. The thing is,
Brett, I think you did good. You got some of the tough ones.
I did better than I thought I was going to do.
I knew you wouldn't do very well.
It's like, I wrote the questions, so.
No, I wrote them. It's the one thing I did for
the
show.
Thing you did.
It's the one thing I did for the show.
And goddamn
well, after the show, we're going to have to do an official tally, and we're going to have to check all your sources just to make sure that there's nothing that.
Let it go. You lost. Right, you lost. Factor crap. Shark Week edition.
Don't make me call War Machine.
Oh, jeez.
I'm War Machine.
All right, you won. Criminy.
He will propose to you and beat the shit out of you.
While Brett is contacting my mortal enemy, I will let you know.
My mortal enemy.
Yeah.
I'm War like, Machine. Hey, War Machine. It's Heartland Heartthrob. I need a favor, man.
It's just a bunch of nicknames.
Shit's going down in the P-town.
Here's how long will it take you to tweet and get over here?
Boy. Upcoming release schedule. You want it, you got it. Episode 147. The Hulk and the Highlander. Now available.
Right now? Like right in a second?
Wait, no. Wait, wait.
Could I get it on Stitcher right now?
Right now. You can get it on Stitcher and Smart Radio right now.
And on iTunes if you're one of those people that...
If you're so inclined.
I just got Stitcher, guys. Calm down. Don't overwhelm me.
Baby Steps.
Yes.
Episode 148. Sponge Bath and Beyond is now available. Those are the two episodes with the Whiskey Chaser. Those are good episodes.
Yeah, Whiskey Chaser, another famous musician.
From Shadows, Inc.
And Courtney. Nurse Courtney was on.
Nurse Courtney was back with a vengeance.
Ugh.
Boy, you're going to want to hear those.
Brett, you need to listen to that episode where she read from 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh.
You can do that thing where you like stop it at one part and then like kind of cut that little section out and keep hearing it, and then you can...
Loop it and jerk off.
Yeah, I probably will. We had a conversation at work the other day where somehow... I knew the main character's name from 50 Shades of Grey, but I didn't know like something totally obvious about life in general. And I'm like, well,
You know the websites I go to.
The Loop and Jerk. Episode 149. This episode, inevitably titled Throat Go-Gurt, will be available on August 22nd. And our next episode, episode 150, will be available on August 29th. And don't forget, Monday, August 25th is Kiss and Makeup Day. So star child it up and rock and roll all night and part of every day. And Tuesday, August 26th is National Dog Day. Tell your dog thanks, I guess. I don't know. Get you there. Also.
Give it a hand job.
That's right. Don't forget, and also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Don't tell them. Beat it into them.
Give it to him War Machine style.
War Machine style. Marry me. Nah. Marry me.
Pew, pew, pew.
Karate chop. Kung Fu grip. Well, that was pleasurable. Did you enjoy the experience?
As always.
It's not painful.
Anytime I can get Jason a little bit drunk on some blue vodka, I know that the night's going to end well.
Me too.
I'm just drunk off his hair.
Drink it in, boys.
Do you have any conditioning tips for
a VO5 hot oil solution?
Once a week?
At least once a week. Yeah, you don't want to go longer than that.
Yeah. Brett, Ryan Heartthrob, thank you very much for being on the show.
Always a good time.
Would you come back next week for the next show?
Maybe.
All right.
Oh, wait. Please.
Oh, if Jason wants me to come back, then yes.
Jason, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
I think if you want to donate money to the Saved Jason's Hair Fund, just donate. There's a donate button at IBWIP.com or PayPal.
We also got a link there to Kickstarter. It's called Flowing Locks of My Own Love. Please go there and check that out.
It's not a porn site. It's an actual...
There's one ass shot of me, but it's not. It's like more medical than sexual.
All right, let's get one more song in here, and we'll take it out, as they say.
Y'all bouts to hear At the Laundromat by Viva La Vox.
In my dreams, I can fly. In my nightmares, I can IBWIP. Oh, I will keep on singing this song.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.